with SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As of today, Tim Walz is a dropout, his state reeling from the massive Somali fraud scandal. The Minnesota governor has announced he will not be seeking another term as his state's chief executive. He's dropping out of the race. Up till now, Walz has tried to hang the scandal on President Trump.
This is what happens when your own federal government wages war against you. This is what happens when they target communities for their own benefit. This is what happens when they scapegoat.
That was a month ago, and Walz was still in the race. He says he can no longer devote the energy needed to win another term, even though he says he's confident he could win. So now comes the question of who will jump into the gubernatorial race. A person close to Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has said that she's considering a run for governor, and there's no shortage of interested Republicans. Around a dozen of them are already in the race. Deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife are making their first court appearance today. It's arraignment in New York. The couple's been indicted on various charges, including drug trafficking and narco-terrorism, captured over the weekend in that lightning-fast U.S. military raid in Caracas. Vice President Vance and family not at home when this happened.
Secret Service agents say a man who broke the windows of Vice President Vance's Ohio home and caused other property damage has been detained. Two law enforcement officials say the man broke a window with a hammer and tried to enter the house. The home in Cincinnati's Walnut Hills neighborhood was unoccupied. Vance and his family were not in Ohio. The Secret Service is working with local police and the U.S. Attorney's Office on possible charges. Vance's office says his family is back in Washington. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Rally underway on Wall Street. The Dow is up more than 630 points. The Nasdaq ahead more than 200 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Montana.
A local real estate agent who also serves as a pastor has been reinstated by the Missoula Organization of Realtors after being suspended for social media posts that were critical of the LGBT agenda. Brandon Huber got help from Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, and after 3 years of wrangling has finally been restored in good standing. Huber says, quote, obedience to God often requires endurance, but it also produces fruit. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani took his oath of office on a centuries-old Koran, marking the first time a mayor of the city used Islam's religious text to be sworn in. The 34-year-old Democrat becomes the first Muslim, first South Asian, and first African-born person to become mayor of the nation's most populous city. Most of Mamdani's predecessors were sworn in on a Bible, although the oath to uphold federal, state, and city constitutions does not require the use of any religious text. This is SRN News. Britain's King Charles leads tributes to an outspoken Holocaust survivor who died in London at the age of 96 and who, during the Holocaust, had an encounter with a world-famous diarist.
Eva Schloss met Anne Frank in the Netherlands after she and her family were forced from their home in Austria. They were betrayed by a Nazi sympathizer on her 15th birthday and sent to the notorious Auschwitz concentration camp, where her father and brother died. She and her mother survived. Mrs. Schloss said that for more than 40 years she was unable to talk about what had happened to her. But in 1990 she co-founded the Anne Frank Trust with the aim of teaching young people to, in her words, never forget the terrible consequences of treating people as other. Paying tribute, the King said she had devoted her life to overcoming hatred and prejudice, promoting kindness, courage, understanding and resilience.
The BBC's Ellie Price. More details, SRNnews.com.